This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, let me just kick this off. We're going to do part three of what we've been talking about over the last couple days here, but I want to let you know that I was listening to, just to stay abreast as to what's taking place in this country, I tuned into Barack Hussein Obama for about 10 minutes, and as I have been blaring from the tops of the rooftops across this country, friends, and in 53 countries, I want to tell you something. Every statistic that he gave for the 10 minutes that I listened to him, everything he said, the fruit of his administration did the exact opposite verbatim. He gave you false statistics. He talked about how he's made America stronger when in fact he's done just the opposite. He's demoralized because he knows as he works for his pimp, for a better way of saying it, friends, his master, Satan himself, that if I can demoralize a people, I can control that people. And folks, these words that I'm using are very, if you look up the definitions, they are very accurate to the point that I'm making concerning this foreign agent in the People's White House. I've shared with you 1.5 million times, friends, what he says, he does the exact opposite. I've told you to pull the curtain back. I brought you to the Word of God, Isaiah 5:20. I brought you to John 8:44. I brought you to John 10:10. I brought you to Scripture. I brought you to the Constitution and showing you the crimes of this administration every step of the way over the last 8 years. And what does he do? He gets on the radio and he begins to blurt out the lie once again. Do you understand that they are combating the truth with their lie? Let me say this. Their lie will not stand. But I want you to understand, friends, that everything he said, every single thing that he said, the truth was exactly in contradiction to what he declared, friends, every step of the way. And I want to tell you something, friends. You got another war coming. You got another war coming in this country, friends, because for you to tolerate him for 8 years, to get up in the face of the American people and the world and declare this is what he has done, again, when the opposite is true, you can see that they are, by the lie, attacking your truth. By the lie, they are attacking your freedom. By the lie, they are attacking everything that you are, America. And I want to tell you something, and I've said it 1.5 million times. Don't tell me, America, I didn't tell you so, because I told you so. One of the things that I was noticing during the breaks during his speech as well, friends, is we're finding out that Facebook is going to go ahead and be held liable for any hate speech online. And, of course, we're finding out that Facebook and other organizations are now going to unify to go after fake outlets, friends. I'll tell you where they need to start. They need to start with ABC, MSNBC, CNN. They need to go to Fox News. they need to go to the mainstream media because, friends, keep in mind, these are the people that are leveraging themselves against you to shut down anybody that would confront them and expose them for who they really are. Matter of fact, you just heard during the break, friends, that the Facebook may be held liable for hate speech. Really? Folks, you have a war coming. They are zeroing in on your freedom of speech. They're zeroing in on your Second Amendment. They are attempting at every step of the way to bring you into bondage. I want to tell you another thing, too, friends. This hacking scandal that we're told about, we're being inundated through diversive measures, friends, to get our eyes off the ball through America and Russia. I want you to remember, America, that it's all fabricated. This is WWF at its very worst. Listen to what I'm telling you. You need to keep in mind, over the last 8 years, this administration has been allied with those that are your enemies, in Russia and China being one of them. If you do your homework, like Carl Doinitz said, it was the politicians that brought the German people to war. You better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what's going on the global scale right now. They are the responsible party for creating the domestic insurrection. They are the brown shirts in so many different ways, friends. And when I want to bring about an exposition concerning the things that I'm talking about, friends, you do need to, again, pull the curtain back. Obama has been doing nothing but advocating, tearing away at who we are, making way for illegals to come into this country. Folks, Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, remember Hillary Clinton not too long ago was on the airplane as he was stumping the trail for none other than Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, which is a criminal in every sense of the word, in every step of the way? Literally, friends, literally. This isn't an embellishment of the facts. I don't have all day today to explain the facts, friends, but the facts are right in front of your face. And I'm going to tell you the truth is a stumbling block to these people. But again, making my point, friends, Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, is it not Hillary Clinton, friends, that's stealing the land from the ranchers that are in jail today because they don't want you to know what's really going on? Isn't she the one doing business with Vladimir Putin, friends, and the Russians by stealing away their land and selling uranium ore to the Russians? What is the state-run media promulgating right now, friends? They're propaganda. They want you to believe that they're at war with one another. No, they are not. No, they are not. They're doing business together, America. They're doing business together. Will you do yourself a favor and study history, America? Will you study the past so you can understand? And furthermore, first and foremost, go to the Word of God. And if I can just shift you even a little bit more so, go a step further and get the Geneva Bible so you can understand why tyrants hate Christians. Because God gave them the revelation as to how to deal with corrupt tyrants, friends. Just like our 56 signers, just like 13 colonies, and just like less than 3% of the population when they threw off a tyrant across the pond. Then do yourself a favor and read the Declaration of Independence and see the crimes that were being committed by that sick-minded individual over there called Tyrant King George that was calling our forefathers in the 13 colonies and less than 3% terrorists. If you do yourself a favor, you will liberate yourself. And again, what comes to my aid right now is Harriet Tubman, friends. She was called the Moses to her people. And why? Because she was liberating her people. She was literally going out and freeing other slaves. She was asked by a reporter, "I understand that you freed thousands of slaves." In Harriet Tubman, the woman that they called Moses that was liberating the people with the truth and her actions said back, "Yes, I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves." America, you need to understand that what you're being told to the state-controlled media is all bought and paid for. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now. The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I love this. Folks, I love this. I love this. I love this. What am I talking about? I'm going to get to that in a moment. If you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do check us out online. Those two pages interact one with another. Also want you to check out Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Can also jump on our Twitter account for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter accounts. And I also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I have been on radio for 15 years now, and I've yet to have anybody outside of anybody, friends, outside of those little ankle biters on the internet that want to continuously attack me and take me out of context, call me on the radio and expose me for who I really am, friends. And I'm waiting for that to happen, and it just hasn't happened yet. So anytime you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about the issues going on with freedom of speech. And I want you to listen carefully. George Washington, the first president of the United States, said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's what they're zeroing in on right now, friends. The charade going on with fake news. And instead of accusing their own, of course they're not going to do that. They're going to attack with the lie, the truth, which is, folks, which is, again, coming back to the statement, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again, William Cullen Bryant. And we know that to be a fact. And I had brought up another point, too. And I know that many people look at Breitbart. But, folks, Breitbart is not the only outlet that you can go to find these facts out that I was talking about concerning the likes of Clinton's. Barack Hussein Obama is entertaining the Clintons on the people's jets. And I'm talking about the presidential airplane, right? And he's actually flying her around during her presidential campaign, which is illegal within itself, friends. That's not what those tax dollars are to go to. But in saying that, it was interesting to note that I'd shared with you during the first segment that the Clintons are so in line and allied with Russia that they're actually selling them 20% of the uranium ore. Those finances are actually going to the Clinton Foundation to support her presidential campaign. Like everything else they do, friends, it has a criminal element within it. But if you go to the Breitbart, you can see flashback when the Clintons loved Russia enough to sell them uranium ore. Now, just think about this. For all of you out there that still have not caught on to what's going on here, we have good patriots that are sitting in jail right now because they are willing to expose the Clintons for who they were and the likes of Harry Reid for selling what was on their land, namely the Bundys, to the Chinese. That's called treason, America. For you people out there that still have got your head stuck in the sand, I want to help you pull it out. Okay? That's one of my points. I want to share another point with you really quick. I also highlighted the fact that Facebook may be liable for hate speech. And what is hate speech? Anything they define it to be as, friends. Anything that exposes them for who they really are. And we know that through the DHS. Who are the terrorists? Well, we've seen what they defined the terrorists to be. And we also know from the likes of the pedophile himself, none other than I can see his face. Oh, I can see him, Mr. Henry Kissinger, sitting right next to Barack Hussein Obama, that pedophile himself. He was the one that said anybody that rejects the New World Order is the terrorist. He said that. I didn't say that. This just comes to my aid right now. I had a lady this morning say something about someone's post, and it was about Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe, out in Arizona. And they have professionals all over Barack Hussein Obama's birth records. And guess what they found out, friends? He had a news conference last night, and all 10 found out that it was a fraudulent document. And of course it is, friends. He's a foreign agent. He's not one of us. Folks, he's advocated your enemies every step of the way. He's torn down your God-given laws, which he's going to pay for sooner or later. Sooner would be better, though, America. But it was interesting that this woman said, you know, I'm so sick of these conspiracy-minded people. And I said to her, you should be ashamed of yourself. I said, everything that you've been calling conspiracy for the last 50 years in this country is now your reality. When are you going to get your head out of the sand? Really? Oh, my goodness, friends. I mean, this is just crazy stuff. But going back to the fact that they want to basically go after fake news outlets, and, of course, we know who they are, but what they want to do is shut down outlets that are exposing them for who they are. Well, too bad. Not asking for permission from the devil to obey God, are we, America? Amen. No way. But what's interesting about that, friends, is the fact they want to use Snopes. S-N-O-P-S. It's E-S, I'm sorry. S-N-O-P-E-S.com. It's interesting to note who these people are. I'm not going to get into this today, but I will on another day. If you call in, I can get the information for you. And we've talked about this in the past. But they want to go to these outlets to actually cross-check the content that's on Facebook. And by the way, we're talking about less than 1% of the information that you get out there, friends, is completely fake. Less than 1%. And you can rest assured, friends, that it's coming from the state-controlled narrative. But they won't uncover themselves. That's why I'm here. I'll do that for them, okay? 62% of America gets all their information from outsources, media resources such as sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and other outlets. People that are willing to tell you what corruption does not want to tell you. Okay? And they're using this organization called Snopes.com. And if you look behind these people, I mean, folks, this is a part of the gang. And they are up and coming. And what they like to do is they like to be the final say as if it's true or untrue when it comes to a fact check. Okay? Fact check. That's what they are. A fact check company. That's what they call themselves. Well, you know what's interesting about that is during the break, I knew this to be true because, like I said, we've talked about this before, but it was interesting to note that I have a quote right here, and I'm going to read it to you. But what I did is I went online, and I did, and what would happen is I was checking out this quote because I wanted to validate it before I actually broadcasted it or written about it. And when I did, Snopes came up. Again, these are the checkers for none other than Facebook. They're the ones that will tell you if it gets a pass or it doesn't get a pass. And anything that may be questionable is going to get a flag. And it's going to go to one of these resources, and they're going to decide, America, as if it's just or unjust. Now, you're asking the devil to tell you the truth. That just ain't going to work, okay? But let me go back to this. I want you to listen carefully. So what happened is this pulled up. It's a quote by Saul Alinsky, and it's where Saul Alinsky, for all those that do know who he was a Chicago organizer, and Barack Hussein Obama loves Saul Alinsky. He was a communist, friends. He was a Satanist is really what he was. And when I make statements like that, I always have to come back and verify them, and I always do. I always do because it's that important, because there's people out there that like to take me out of context, out of what I'm saying, right? And, or he said, or omit, or add, or take away, whatever the case may be, just to make me look like something they want me to be, when in fact that's the furthest thing from the truth. So let me give it to you right here. When I was looking up that quote, that Saul Alinsky is a Satanist, and he accredited his book, Rules for Radicals, to the devil, I just pulled that up just to verify the quote, and I've done this probably five times, just verified it over and over and over again. Snopes pulled up. And so I pulled it up during the break just a couple moments ago, and it's called Sympathy for the Devil. Saul Alinsky made a literary allusion to Lucifer as the first radical known to man, an epigraph to his book Rules for Radicals, but he did not dedicate the book to Lucifer. Okay, what they're doing is they're playing semantics, and they're trying to shield the devil here is what they're doing, Saul Alinsky, okay? Now, knowing that Barack Hussein Obama is a Saul Alinsky disciple, when I call him Luciferian, it literally means he is a Luciferian. I just want to clarify that you understand, yes, I am saying that he is a Luciferian. So are the Bushes, by the way. And so in going forward, and by the way, so is Hillary Clinton. She's a Saul Alinsky disciple as well. This is all factual information. So Snopes wants to go ahead and dissect the meaning, right? They say sympathy for the devil. Saul Alinsky made an allusion to Lucifer. That's what they said, okay? So these are the fact checkers, okay? You know what they said? They said mostly false. So you can see who they're going to attempt to defend. Here's the quote. They said it was mostly false that Saul Alinsky made that statement. You ready for this? This is none other than Saul Alinsky. Again, keep in mind, Snopes.com, the fact checkers, said it was mostly false. This is what Saul Alinsky said. Lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical, said Saul Alinsky, from all of our legends, mythology, and history, the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that at least he won his own kingdom. Dash Lucifer. Dash Lucifer. So these fact checkers that they want to put out there on Facebook concerning what is legit and what's illegit, friends, these are the people they're going to go to that deny what's right in front of their face. Folks, these people could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And I want to tell you why. Because they don't want to see it. And I'm not asking them to see it. I'm telling you, this is the facts.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take Paul in just a moment here. I just want to lay this to your candor one more time, America. Is this what Saul Alinsky said? Because the fact checkers for Facebook that are going to go out there and decide what's legit and what's illegit, friends, what's credible and what's uncredible, friends, hey, listen, these are the people that they're going to set up. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be lawsuits across the board. Now they're attacking the communists within are now attacking Facebook and saying, hey, listen, if you don't monitor hate speech, we're going to come after you and hold you liable. Really. And so what they do is they decided to get together with a bunch of other like-minded little minions. And they said, well, you know what? We're going to make these people the responsible party to go ahead and vet the content that's out there. And folks, I just highlighted the fact that none other than Snopes said that, it's mostly false that he said that. Well, let me lay it to you one more time. Is it false or is it true? Lucifer is who was accredited on Rules for Radicals. This is what Saul Alinsky said. Lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all of our legends, mythology, and history. The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom. Lucifer. Well, why would he put that in the beginning of his book, Rules for Radicals, friends? I mean, you can go and read it for yourself. I mean, one need not question Obama's ties to the devil. There's no question about it. And therefore, we can judge him by his fruit and know who his father is because he acts just like him. There is no truth in him. I mean, just think about this again. After all, again, friends, he was his disciple, and so was Hillary Clinton, Saul Alinsky, disciples. He dedicated his book, Rules for Radicals, and these fact checkers, friends, are denying the fact that he said it 100%. In which case he did, friends. But they're saying, well, not totally. Mostly false. I don't see where you get false in there in any sense of the word. We're going to take Paul from New Jersey. Paul, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. Ironically, I had taken out that book from the library a few months ago to find that very quote, and you're correct. That's exactly what it said. And it was in the beginning as part of a dedication, and it was, I thought it was silly, and I read parts of the book, and about three quarters of the way I couldn't handle it anymore, so I bailed.
Right. Yep. No, go ahead.
I wanted to learn the tactics of our enemy. And one of the things I wanted to discuss was really about how the media hype and the banging the war drums against Russia now, which has been going on. And listen, the fact of the matter is, Russia is not the communist nation of the past. Right? If you study history or heard about Russia at colonial times and throughout most of our history until they became a communist state, the fact of the matter is the Russians were always our friends and allies, never really meddled in any of our internal affairs, and were way more decent to us than the British, that's for sure. And as a matter of fact, if you're going to take a look at A Treacherous Nation, and there's a good book on the topic, it's Sergei Trifkovic's book, The Sword and the Prophet, where time and time again, the British used Muslim agents and soldiers, actually, and allies as proxies against the fine Christian Russians. And this has gone on all during the 1800s and the Crimean War and elsewhere, you know, in the British grand scheme of allying with Turkey also. So I think it's important that we should, you know, not be hostile in this, you know, like current global situation which we have with Islam and ISIS, which we basically supply arms to.
That's right.
And try to make Vladimir Putin, who is trying to re-Christianize Russia, into some kind of devil. You know, and it's an issue I try to bring up with Christians is, I mean, you know, you might not be a Eastern Orthodox Christian, but at this stage of the game, should Christians be fighting each other over slight doctrinal differences, or should we be focusing on the bigger picture and the real hostile threat of Islam, and I would also argue the hostile atheists out there and the cultural Marxists?
Well, let me answer a couple things, Paul, because what you're saying about the Russians, you also know concerning the use of the Muslims. You also know Hitler did the exact same thing to do his killing for him. Let's take it to what's going on today. We know from history, as a matter of fact, I have the quote right in front of my face right now, and it was an article that I did sometime back. It's called, Are We as Asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Karl Deunitz, he was a German admiral and a would-be Führer after Hitler, he said it was the politicians that brought the Nazis to power to start the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. Who's the responsible party for advocating all of this warfare going on in this country? It's not the people for the most part. It's corrupt politicians that are doing what they're told as they work for what? Special interest. And sooner or later, corruption's going to spin out of control in the hand of God, where God's going to drop the hammer. When people had the time to respond, they should have. But what happens is because we don't take chastisements from the Lord, because I am bringing it back to the Word of God, well, judgment's going to follow. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. But going back to the point of what I'm saying here, friends, I mean, some of the things these politicians say, some of the things these politicians do, some of the things these politicians are busted for, who's responsible for the crimes that they want to aim at the little guy? They themselves are. So if they're on top, let's say, as servants to the people, the American people don't take them that way anymore. They feel that they, and they act accordingly, the American people do when it comes to those that are to represent we the people, but they treat them as their demigods, and they treat them, our representatives, as if they're above the law. When in fact, that's exactly where we get in trouble as a country. And it doesn't apply just to the United States of America, Paul. It applies to the world and any prospective government that's out there.
Well, at least, you know, in our instance, I mean, our government just voted to hand surface air missiles to, you know, moderate Muslim jihadis, this, you know, the Free Syrian Army over there. That was, in, you know, being voted upon in our Congress this week. So they clearly are fixated on this foreign policy of antagonism and basically destroying, you know, Syria. You know, you might not really care for it, but the fact of the matter is they at least were somewhat secular and tolerant of Christians, just like Iraq was. And here we see American Christians being indifferent towards what happened to Iraq. They were indifferent about what happened in Libya, and same with in Syria, and not paying attention to their voting or the representatives. And then they embark on this policy, which has not done Christendom in those nations well at all. If anything, they end up being on the chopping block first when the Wahhabist jihadis from our friends out of Saudi Arabia, when they take over and they gain control of those nations. And this is what's been happening. So the reality is, in the Middle East, we want our basically Baptist, secular strongmen in these multicultural countries over there in comparison to, you know, a Wahhabist caliph, you know, taking over these countries and basically destroying Christendom or in those countries. As we've seen in Egypt this week, there was a terrorist attack at a church there. Right now, I don't know if certain of the Christians are indifferent because I think it was a Catholic church or Coptic church, and so it's not their, you know, branch of Christendom. You know how that gets, Brad. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. More confusion.
Right. Or sometimes, you know, certain Christians become so, you know, factionalized that they're indifferent about other Christians because they're of another denomination in the Middle East. It, you know, and so my point is, it's sad to see that the Christian populace is not paying attention to what's happening in the Middle East and also not taking sides or in letting this government of ours, which is completely communistic and nihilistic, embarked upon this policy in the Middle East. And so and the fact of the matter is, in Syria, Russia is the good guys or are the good guys, and we should root for their victory quickly to end the violence, restore Assad, and then hopefully they can start repatriating many of the refugees back to the Middle East and send them back to their homeland.
Exactly.
And so this is what I think Donald Trump hopefully will be embarking upon, and not get caught up in the Machiavellian schemes of the neocons and, you know, whatever their hidden agendas are, because I believe there's some hidden agendas in what they've done to Syria. Because it real in Libya, by the way, you know.
Of course.
And Hillary Clinton was gloating about the death of Gaddafi. Now, he might have been a little wacky and wore some crazy outfits and all the rest, but at least he kept the nation prosperous and stable.
Yeah, you might want to ask the question too, you know, as we're talking about him right now, who put him up? Who put up Saddam? Who put up all these bad guys until they needed him no more and then all of a sudden threw him down? We should talk to Mr. Donald Rumsfeld about all that in the Bush regime, because much of that lays to the foot of those that are responsible of what we're talking about right now. But America, again, you've been led to believe when we're hearing about all these rebels across the globe, keep in mind how many of these rebels are really the good guys fighting against the rebels, and we need to have the correct information so we can be right in advancing our cause as we discern that which is right and wrong. Paul, I always love hearing from you. I really sincerely do. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I also want to tell you, you call in anytime, my friend, because I love hearing from you very much.
Great. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you, Bradley.
Thank you, Paul. Now, friends, I just want to lay this to your candor. But one of the things, because there was much that Paul said, he's a smart guy. I like listening to this guy. I like when he calls in because he adds to what's taking place because he's giving you the truth. I want to come back, and I'm just going to lay to your candor. What would happen if the world was to follow one God? Well, the Bible tells us what's going to happen if we don't. There's going to be war within the gate. Judges 5, verse 8. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, we just kind of took that hour. You know, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about good, bad, the good, the bad, and the righteous. And I want to pick that up again tomorrow, and I'll probably just throw it together over the next 2 hours. But I always love when we have callers in because you make the show. So we've been going many directions today for the hour and the allotted time that we have here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. One of the things that Paul from New Jersey brought up was, you know, different denominations. Folks, this is why the church overall has brought confusion to the world, because they have failed to follow the one Christ. And see, what happens is men get their interpretation rather than the Holy Ghost bringing the revelation, and then they begin to divide the body of Christ. Now, when I read Scripture, this is what I read. It says in Ephesians 4, listen carefully, there is one body, there is one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. It said one, and it was Jesus that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And also keep in mind what is broken up the body, and what is breaking up the body of Jesus Christ, is man's interpretation. You need to understand, that's why we have all the different denominations. Wesleyans, Baptists, Lutherans, the Catholics. Folks, I can go on and on and on. Presbyterians. I mean, folks, you name it. Why do we have all these different denominations? You know, when John Wesley broke out of his Methodist friends, he didn't mean for people to follow him. He meant for people to follow the Christ. When Martin Luther passed on, he didn't mean for people to follow him. He meant for people to follow the Christ. And that's the preacher's job. If it's not in the Word, then don't take it for what that man said. Because the man is wrong and God is right. Can you imagine going to Scripture, as I just did, and actually following the mandate and what Scripture tells us? What the guidelines are, what the blueprint states, the Bible, the Word of God. There is one body and one spirit as you were just called to one hope when you were called. Okay? Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God, one Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. How is it that we didn't get that memo? How is it that we have broken up into our own interpretations rather than what Jesus said? This is why we're divided. And who's taught them? Man has. Where man departed from Christ, you have brought in confusion to the rest of the world. Why are there so many different denominations? When the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, this name is Jesus Christ, that's exactly what he meant. When he said there's one mediator between God and man, that's exactly what he meant. And when Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow the Christ, that's exactly what he meant. And that was the exhibition and the union of his call. The Bible says that we're written epistles for all men to read. Are they reading the Christ? Are you a conduit? Are you an ambassador for Christ? Or are you in there a little bit? Well, we don't want to get in the mix. Because when we get in the mix, we get our opinion in the mix, friends. Guess what? If we don't know it by the Holy Ghost, we need to shut our mouth. If we don't know it by the testimony of the Holy One of Israel, then we need to shut our mouth. Because once we begin to do that, we talk out of school and actually breed confusion. We don't want to be a part of that. Well, this is why we have so many wars. This is why there's so many false gods in the world, because they have failed to take God's commandments for what they are. Thou shalt have no other gods before me is exactly what he meant. Anything that your heart is attached to before him and his son Jesus Christ must go. And instead of putting that down, what you do is you begin to accuse God. And then man gets in there and says, well, let's start this religion, the Hare Krishnas, where they have thousands and thousands of gods. No, they don't. They're deluded. They're deceived. Hey, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. That is one of those paths. Again, Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Wide are the gates that lead to hell. I mean, and now we have Dalai Lama. I mean, you go to the airport, you see these guys dressed up like they're going to a toga party with an orange peel around their body. Literally, it's almost comical, friends. Or you have Islam over here, or you have Zen over there, or you have the atheist, which is a religion because it takes faith to actually, it takes more than faith, it takes courage to actually deny the existence of God, and it's a fool's courage, let me tell you. Read Psalm 14:1 when you get a moment. But what would happen if everybody was grateful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ? I mean, the Bible tells us that his sacrifice is the propitiation of the sins of the world. My message applies to everybody, but what offends people is the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. I love it when people say to me, Bradley, you're so narrow-minded. Thank you. That's the way that leads to life. And by the way, I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you the Lord's word. And that word to you is a stumbling block. It's an offense to you. And the Bible tells us that you are appointed to be. Okay? You're appointed to that lot. Either we're going to accept the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, with everything that he said, or we're not. We're all the way in. It's the Holy Ghost mob, friends, is what it is. But what would happen if the whole world recognized, Oh, and by the way, isn't it interesting? All religions acknowledge the Christ. Isn't it also interesting the God of Israel actually sacrificed his son to redeem us back unto himself? How many gods actually offer that to mankind? I want to tell you, zero. And furthermore, also keep in mind, people only get mad when you talk about Jesus Christ and the God of Israel in Jesus' name. They don't get mad when you talk about all these foreign gods. And isn't that a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? You better bet your bottom dollar. The Bible tells us the devils believe and tremble. They surely do. They surely do. Listen to what John Adams said. And I'm going off of something that our friend had actually brought up in New Jersey. Paul. Listen to what John Adams said. Suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law. Book and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience to temperance, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow men, to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, what a utopia. What a paradise would this region be. Where do wars begin? Where you leave off the Word of God. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. And the Lord tells us and he lays before us to make choices in life. Read the Decalogue. Read the Torah. Read the mind and the will and the character of God. In the five books of Moses. Read through the Old Testament and then read the New Testament, friends. I'm always going back and forth. Law to Christ, Christ to the law. Law to Christ to the law. Because Christ fulfills the law. And I want to know who he is. And I want the Holy Spirit in every aspect of my life. I want my Father's fingerprints on every single thing that I do in this life. I want him to own everything that I am. I want him to take everything that I don't want to be, and I want to be found in his Son. I want to awaken his likeness as King David rightly prayed. I don't want to be conformed to this world. I want to be transformed by the renewing of my mind by the Word of God. I want to be sanctified unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, that he might establish the sure mercies of David, order to right and sure, which applies to us, friends. And some will say, well, not the Old Testament. Really? Are you kidding me? Who told you that? How are you to know the character of God in Jesus Christ without knowing the first part? How are you to know the whole story if you only watched half the movie? You can't. You got to know the whole of it. And there's a reason he gave us 66 books. Some argue that there's a couple more. I say that if there's 66, that's what's meant to be in that book. From Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, friends, there's a reason that is what has been put there. I'm asking you the question, what would the world be like if everybody actually obeyed God? There would be peace, there would be righteousness, and there would be unity. And the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians 4 that he brings about unity by the Holy Ghost. But keep in mind, the Holy Ghost comes first to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. Okay? And then when we repent before a just and a holy God, a work by the Holy Ghost to regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3. Friends, guess what happens? He uses the law through the preacher to drive us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what this world would be? Can you imagine what 78% that profess to be Christians actually followed the Christ in America, what we could do? Because the world is watching us, friends, to see if we will do it. Love you about what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.